Each homeless sweep brings with it a rash of outstanding warrants, unpaid tickets, fines, and misdemeanor charges, with the net effect of ensuring that the homeless stay that way, facing added legal and economic burdens with each court appearance. The Community Outreach Court is an effort to break that cycle, and Chad Blair has more about it in today's Civil Beat Reality Check. Hi, Chad.
Hey, Chris. Good morning.
We talk often about criminalizing homelessness. That's one of the big criticisms of the sweeps and the things
sure.
that emerge from the sweeps. And this is an effort to move in the other direction, it would seem.
You know, it's nice to share a positive story about homelessness.
Yes,
we talk
it is.
So much. I know the number is going up and so forth,
yeah.
and crisis. And this is from Tanya Friedheim, who's been covering homeless quite a lot for us. And this is now the first anniversary of this community outreach court. And the good news is that it's helped 35 people go into community service, you know, like helping plant flower beds or sweeping and mm-hmm. other activities rather than to go to jail or to pay a fine. And you're right. Even Keith Conoscero, the prosecutor, who's not known for being soft on crime, says homelessness is a social issue, not a criminal matter. And so this is an encouraging way to reach out to people that, frankly, just they get too many warrants for their arrest, and suddenly they just can't get above that. This is a way for them to sort of clean the slate and then start over and maybe even make progress towards getting a home, which, as you know, at the bottom of homelessness, it's affordable housing for so many people.
Yeah. But it also seemed that this is really clogging up the courts.
Yes, it is. I mean, think about it. We've had all sorts of problems trying to clear out the parks, but what's a police officer going to do when he sees a homeless person in a park that's been closed after hours? Well, he's going to mm-hmm. issue a citation. Mm-hmm. By the way, 3,700 citations just in the Honolulu downtown area this year, and that's like $25-$50. That really starts to add up. The courts don't want to be dealing with that. So this community outreach court really gets a social worker. That's what they do. They partner with IHS
yeah.
and other social services agencies to say, look, let's help you get on your feet again and figure this out together.
You know, if you multiplied, Chad, even those charges by, you know, the average amount of court time each one takes to adjudicate, it's not just a problem for the people being charged, is it?
No, absolutely not. And it just becomes something that really is a bureaucratic nightmare. And the legislature sees some hope that maybe we can expand this. They actually, you know, now they're actually going to add more money, about $440,000, to try and expand this perhaps to the neighbor islands at some point. You know, this is not for the mentally ill. This is not for the people that just need all sorts of other services. This is really about helping someone take care of those parking tickets, those citations for sleeping in the wrong place, and to help them find housing and jobs. There's just no reason to have someone who's been fined like this go to a court and then maybe serve jail time. There's no purpose in that.
Well, it's a real struggle for homeless advocates to come up with success stories, and this would seem to be, in fact, for everyone concerned, right?
I know, and here we are at that time of year, right? The holiday season. This really is about getting people, you know, that really have been trapped in cycles of poverty, unpaid fines, and helping them get along. By the way, we should say there's a new program starting next year in which police officers, rather than issue citations, call a social worker instead and say, hey, maybe you can help this guy rather than me give him a ticket.
Might be a step in a healthy direction, Chad. It certainly sounds that way. Thanks for talking to us about it.
Thanks, Chris.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, and today we spoke with political and opinion editor Chad Blair.